Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we're going to find out what's happening in vibrant downtown Astoria, Oregon. Here in the studio, I have Sarah Lou Heath. She is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, fondly known as ADHDA.
I'm just so proud of you for knowing what all those letters mean, Donna.
It's taken a few years, but anyway. So welcome, Sarah Lou.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, I know that the Downtown Association, we'll just say Downtown Association.
I think that works.
Does a lot of good things and has really created a buzz in our downtown area and continues to do so with projects and things. So before we talk about what ADHDA is, let's talk a little bit about Sarah Lou Heath and tell us about your background and all that.
Sure. Well, I've been honored and enjoying being the director of the Downtown Association in Astoria for about 18 months. I've lived on the West Coast for about 5 years, and I'm originally a Texan. But it's been great to be in Astoria. My job is an incredible one that has so many different projects, and we're going to hit a few of those today. I've been learning to sail on the Columbia, and that has been a pleasure. So the Yacht Club has a lot of opportunities for folks. You can find them on Facebook if you're interested. So
that is really good to know, because I think a lot of people don't realize that we do have those opportunities. So you just jumped right in, because we are defined by the Columbia River. Really.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so to be able to be out there sailing on it. So had you sailed before?
I had sailed a little bit before, and honestly, I'm one of those people that believes that if you put it out in the universe, you might get it back. And so I had been asking around, hey, I want to learn how to do this. Is there anywhere around? And one of our illustrious city councilors actually is a sailor. And when we got introduced, he said, I think that you want to learn how to sail. So somehow word had gotten back around. And when schedules don't conflict, I will pull a line or sit quietly or do whatever the newbie does.
How does it feel to be out there? Because and I'm sure, because we know that the weather here is so capricious.
We started in the winter, and the first time I went out, I actually wore too much clothing. I have a little phreophobia problem. I'm afraid of being cold. It sounds awful to me.
That's a real thing, a phreophobia?
I mean, it was a word that I made up.
You made up phreophobia?
Yeah.
You just heard it. Brand new word that Sarah Lou Heath just made up today. Phreophobia. Fear of cold. Perfect.
And so the best part of sailing is when you turn the motor off and the wind catches in the sail and it's now quiet. That's my favorite part. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it's very healing to be on the water and with someone who really knows what they're doing. So good on you for doing that.
Oh, thanks.
Exactly.
Thanks.
A little ways from Texas then. And for those listeners who may not be familiar with the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, what is ADHDA?
ADHDA is a volunteer-led organization that's been in existence for over 20 years and has actually probably over 30 years at this point. I still think of 2000 as just a second ago. And we're a community and volunteer-driven organization that works on everything from business recruitment and retention to fun activities like the movie in the park that we're sponsoring this Saturday. It will be Raiders of the Lost Ark. And we're doing that in support of the Parks Foundation. A lot of what we do is about partnering with other organizations, making sure all of the incredible things from the Riverwalk to Brew Cup to Regatta that we have come to enjoy are still vibrant and healthy and benefiting the lives of Astorians and our quality of life out here.
Yes, and you are comprised of not only businesses downtown, but businesses which aren't even in the downtown area, as well as private citizens.
Absolutely. We say anybody that lives, works, or plays in downtown Astoria is welcome to be a member, and they're somebody that we care about.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Because really, a healthy downtown is good for everyone.
It's good for everyone. And we know that, some of our favorite regular faces downtown come in from Warrenton or Napa or the Peninsula. And so we have a 40-block district that we are intent on preserving and making sure is viable for everybody to use. And we recognize that everybody could be somebody that lives upstairs above Thiel's. That person could be from Portland. That person could be on a cruise from Asia. So we try to be welcoming to everybody and want everybody to participate.
And what's wonderful about the downtown area of Astoria is that, I mean, these are these unique mom and pop shops. This is not chain. These aren't chain stores. And it has that kind of like 50s feel of a small downtown where you don't feel dwarfed by the architecture. You feel like you're part of it with mm-hmm. It's a human scale downtown.
It's human scale. It's very walkable. Our parking is free. And one of the things that makes our downtown so charming is I think everybody knows about the 1922 fire. So when you look at our streetscape, one of the reasons that that is so endearing and engaging is that largely it was built in the same era. So there's a lot of continuity. The scale is, like you say, a human scale. And so it's just a really great place to eat and play and shop.
Yes. And actually, you know what? We didn't mention this before, but and Jeff Daly, who does the Glam Tram and so many amazing
things here.
He's been working on an Astoria Underground tour, which is not what you think of like in Pendleton, where they have, you know, you can see where the people were living down. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty rugged kind of thing. But have you been underneath the city?
I have had the opportunity to kind of preview Jeff's project that he's working on for his underground, and it's as creative as he is and totally fun and engaging, and one of the few opportunities when he gets rolling to see what it looks like below our city streets, because folks may or may not know that the vast majority of downtown is actually sitting over where the river originally was. Hmm. So we have a very different substructure to our downtown than a lot of other cities. So
yes.
Can't wait for him to get rolling and for people to be able to see that. It will be a really cool experience.
Well, that's something to look forward to. I know you're working on various projects. So mm-hmm. the mission is, of course, you know, again, to, you know,
it's all about community involvement and preserving the character of our downtown.
And to that end, you have several projects that you're working on.
Yeah. You know, one of the exciting things that was just announced was coming out of a grant cycle from the State Historic Preservation Office. Not only was a grant awarded to remove the corrugated metal above the old ABCO building, they also awarded a grant to the Astoria Ferry to work on the decking and the exterior shell of one of the original ferries here in Astoria. So we were pretty excited about both of those. We had helped William, the owner of the old ABCO building, write the grant for his facade renovation. And of course, we're the fiscal sponsor for the ferry while she gets... I guess the ferry doesn't get her feet underneath her, but while she gets
fins
going.
Or something, yes. Maybe fins, yes. Right, and the Astoria Ferry is now at Pier 39.
It is, yeah. It's a great spot for her.
And there was an article in the Daily Astorian just recently about what the new owner of the ABCO building is doing. So we could just even talk about that, because that's something that's happening in downtown right now.
Yeah, there are... What William is looking to do in that building is to support 4 to 6 smaller businesses on his main floor and create a vintage marketplace downstairs. So he's actively looking for vendors. We're excited to see that Lee's Antiques, and particularly his vinyl collection, will be moving into that building. So stop by. William is generally there putting in his own blood, sweat, and tears into the building. So there's an opportunity for somebody to find a retail home there.
Yeah, the ABCO space is a fairly large space.
It is. I don't know the square footage off the top of my head, but it is a large space, and he's done some really cool things with it.
Okay, so that's happening now and should be opening fairly shortly.
I would expect in the next few weeks.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen he'll be selling some hats and sunglasses in there. So both, you know, hats for our rainy season, hats for our summer season. So it'll be a good place that we expect to see coming online pretty soon.
Okay, one-stop shopping for a lot of unique kind of vendors.
Indeed, yeah.
In that space. Okay. And then?
Well, you know, it's a great time to be eating downtown.
okay.
It always has been, but we've had a few places open up and a few places shuffle around. So there's now a wonderful, if you are out with a big group of people and nobody can decide on what to eat, I highly recommend heading out to Pier 11. Smoke Bones Barbecue opened a couple of months ago on Pier 11, and they are doing Texas-style barbecue, and you can smell their smoker from... you know, blocks away being a Texan, I can say you should go. Their brisket's good. Their chicken and their Nok Chom sauce is amazing. Naked Lemon has also relocated into that space.
That's a bakery.
It's a bakery. If you need a sweet treat, a macaron. Alicia also does amazing cakes if you need to pre-order a special cake. If it's a warm day and you need something sweet, there's a new Shave Ice stand right outside. And of course, one of the longtime local favorites, the Good Bowl, has relocated to that area as well. So lots of cool stuff happening there. The Inferno is now open for lunch, so it's one of the best views in the city. You can get a slice from their window, or you can sit down with a view of the river. But lots of good stuff happening in that little node.
Okay, so Pier 11, if you haven't been there recently, there are some new businesses there. Go and say hello and support them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two that I haven't tried yet. One, I am just remiss because all of my friends are telling me how good it is, and that's Busu, which is open on 11th Street, the takeaway window right there. They do an izakaya-style Japanese menu with local products, and the menu changes daily, and it's really phenomenal. So stop there, get
a bite. It's a takeaway, though. It's not, you don't sit and eat. It's not a restaurant. It's just a window where you open and then take the food with you away.
Yes, he has a few tables. Of course, the businesses on the 11th Street District have done an amazing job with their parklet, and it's now just a garden space. So if the stools at Busu are full, you can just walk across the street and sit in a really amazing little parklet where you can see the river, you can watch the people go by, be surrounded by flowers. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great.
And then hot off the presses, South Bay Wild just opened last week. It is on 9th Street between Marine and Commercial, and they have a variety of seafood. It's a local family. They actually have a fishing boat. It comes in right out of our waters, and they have everything from Dungeness crab Indian fry bread to fish tacos and salads, and I'm really excited to get in. I can say that it's closed on Mondays because I tried to go on Monday, but I believe it's open 6 days a week other than that.
Yes, I stopped in and talked to Rob and Tiffany. Rob Seitz is a fisher poet, a local fisherman and a fisher poet, and so he and Tiffany have taken over this space, and they've actually incorporated some things from Little Ocean Annie's, which was a place on the Long Beach Peninsula open, and Chinook, Gino Leach and his wife had Little Annie's seafood, so they brought in like the recipe from for their chowder.
I was curious when I saw that on the chowder. So
that's
I
right.
Gotcha.
So Little Ocean Annie. So keeping that tradition of fisher poets helping fisher poets.
Love it.
And fishermen helping fishermen. And that's exciting because they have a fresh fish market downstairs and then they have the restaurant upstairs. So I have also not yet, because they just opened literally days ago.
Yes.
So we haven't had a chance to eat there yet, but we all will.
Everything going on in the Eminem building, which is at the corner of 9th and Commercial, is really excited. A local couple has been renovating that building, and I think the first business that opened was Wild Roots Yoga. They have several different styles of yoga and massage. Next door, Terra Stones was able to expand into a beautiful space. I think they're having a lot of success there. And then finally, there's this South Bay Wild. And I think they just have two more storefronts to bring online. And I do believe that those are their personal projects. So hopefully more on that in the future. But they've just done an incredible job with that property.
Oh, and a couple little comments. One is that South Bay Wild, because we're on in Astoria. It's like, wait, where's the South Bay? That's the name of their boat. And
I
so
see.
That boat must have had that name, South Bay, because we were like, wait, where is South Bay?
Well, you
Bay?
Taught me something, because I was curious about that as well.
Right, right. Name of their boat is South Bay. So
that's
here
great.
It is, right in Astoria.
Yeah.
And then Wild Roots also has a class, which I had her on my show, like, I don't know, a year ago or something. And then she said, oh, we have a drumming class.
Oh.
And I said, oh, a drumming class, that sounds great. So without any further investigation, I showed up that evening to the drumming class, which actually was you drum with drumsticks on your body and on the floor. It's a great workout.
Oh,
but
wow.
I was like, oh, it's going to be a little drumming, a little African drumming kind of was what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very different. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah,
in that part
I
of
saw
the
that she had prenatal yoga classes as well.
Yeah.
And so just a lot of exciting things happening. In fact, in another little area right by City Hall at 11th and Duane, so catty corner to the Garden of Surging Waves. The property was purchased, and now AVA, the Astoria Visual Arts, is in that building, as well as Oscar DeMasi, and he has put a gallery in that building. And so more art's happening in Astoria, and of course a brand new food cart has opened there called Boomers. That is where I ended up on Monday, and I had an excellent just all-American hot dog. It's a really great place to stop on your way, and it's economical for the family. And with a history of being a KOA manager, he always offers free coffee.
Oh, wow. That's okay. That's terrific. Okay, Boomers right there. And then AVA in that brand new space. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, we're talking with Sarah Lou Heath. She is the executive director of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, ADHDA. And we're talking about some of the new things that have been happening in Astoria recently with regard to food and attractions.
Yeah.
And excuse me, and you have a signature project that you're also working on.
We do. We have a project that has been on the collective mind of ADHDA for a little while, and that's the 13th Street Alley. Astoria is full of quirky history, and our only alleyway is no different. There were two city planners originally that did not agree on how to plan our city. And so one got the east side and one got the west side, and the alleyway of 13th Street, if you are headed down, like, say, Commercial or one of our main drags, you'll see that the signs go from 11th or from 12th to 14th. We have one alleyway between Commercial and Duane, and that's the 13th Street Alley that leads to Astoria Station and Reach Break and that new up and coming very cool area. And so one of the goals of ADHDA in many different regards is to enrich and enhance the pedestrian experience downtown. The benefits of that are many, but in particular, if you spend more time downtown, you stop at more shops and you get your steps in. And so this winter, there was a little bit of unsavory behavior going on in the alleyway. There are so many long hours of nighttime in our winters. And so we decided that a little more light in that space would make it inviting, make people want to go through and make it more of a welcoming place. And so we hung 100 red lanterns for Chinese New Year. The project was very well received, and we received permission from the city to extend our permit, because that is a public right of way. And so we had a couple different iterations of different lanterns, and we have started fundraising for that project. It'll be two phases to enliven the alley. The first is doing some electrical work so that we can hang these lanterns in a safe way for long periods of time. And we expect to see that the permanent light installation by the end of the summer, early fall, but definitely before the nights start drawing in. And then this fall, it's our goal to put out a call for qualifications and requests. We are trying to raise a budget to commission a piece of artwork for the alley space to be painted on the walls. So it'll be a somewhat public process. There will be a call for qualifications and proposals. We'll be choosing finalists, and they'll be given a stipend to elaborate on their proposal. During an art walk, we'll have those out for display, what the finalists are, and eventually that will go through our Historic Landmarks Commission, and it's our goal to have the commissioned piece of art be applied early next summer.
That's really exciting.
It is.
Free public art.
Free public art. And just a really cool space. It's my personal hope that alley is so long and so tall that somebody might play with perspective or color as the day changes, as light changes from one wall to another in the space. So I'm not the most creative person in town, and so I'm really looking forward to seeing what so many people have reached out to us interested about the project. So I think we're going to see some very cool proposals that we would have never been able to come up with. So,
and we do have incredibly talented and creative people in this
Absolutely.
Community, and more even coming all the time. So the 13th Street Alley. people are making donations right now to on your website. What's
Absolutely.
Your website?
Our website is AstoriaDowntown.com. It's on one of our, it's on our crawler, so you'll see it go by. I think there's only three slides if you miss it the first time. So we have been really honored by the Astoria Sunday Market. They gave us a lead gift of $1,000, and we're trying to raise seven. We're about halfway there, in no small part due to a matching gift from the Astoria Oregon Marketplace, which is going into the JCPenney's building. So that matching gift opened on Friday, and there is still a couple more days to get in on that. So you can donate via credit card or debit card online at AstoriaDowntown.com. If you're a cash or check person, you can drop that off at Old Town Framing. And so we're just really excited. The business owners are excited. It's exciting. It was kind of silly, but a friend of mine who no longer lives in Astoria sent me a phenomenal picture of the alley, and I did not know that he was aware that this was something we were even doing. And I said, "Where in the world did you find this?" And he found it on Reddit. And I know that Reddit is a repository for everything online, but I just felt that if everybody in Astoria and visiting Astoria is enjoying the space and taking their pictures, and it's making it out into the greater world, that we're on the right path.
Yeah, you don't see alleys very often anymore, so we want to honor the one alley we have.
Absolutely. Honor its, you know, quirky Astorian history, help people, you know, get to some parts of town that maybe they hadn't visited before, but we're just curious what's at the other end of this.
And you touched on the JCPenney building, so why don't you tell us a little bit about that, because I know Sean and Ann Fitzpatrick.
Yes. You know, when JCPenney's chose to close after 100 years of being part of our community, we heard from all walks of life, oh my goodness, what's going in that building? And of course, real estate is a tricky business, and so we too were wondering and hoping what was going to happen. And so two local gentlemen with long roots in the community, that's Sean Fitzpatrick, who owns and manages the Illihee Apartments, and Chris Holin and his wife Jennifer, who are the masterminds behind Baked Alaska and all of their efforts. They've come together to develop the space into a food hall, much like you would see at Pine Street Market in Portland or the Ferry Building in San Francisco. So they are looking at putting in a handful of micro restaurants, taps, and developing out the basement as the time comes. But hopefully this fall we will see 4 to 5 different food options there, so people can get what they want and sit in a communal area. And it's just really great to see local investment in a space that has been a community asset for almost as long as the community has been around, and just seeing them do something interesting and out of the box. And we're really excited that they'll actually be opening the Duane Street entrance as well. So you will be able to traverse through that building. So very exciting project.
Right. It's almost like I know Reach Break has created, and Reveille Cider there, mm-hmm. Cidery there, has almost created like a little living room space. And mm-hmm. it's almost like a downtown. We used to call, I think, the Liberty Theater's Astoria's living room. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, there it is, like a block away. It's all kind of happening. That's kind of like I always think the library is the heart of the community, though, mm-hmm. personally, for me, since I'm a reader and I love
sure.
libraries. And that's
exciting things happening there, too.
Yeah. However, you just know that when you drive by and you see people sitting outside at those tables, whether they're eating, you know, from those, you know, Hot Box or any of those, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. places there, and having a great beer or glass of cider. That's
that neighborhood vibrant. Is so up and coming, and it's part of our efforts. And not only are all of those businesses doing amazing things, you know, we now have Hong Kong Taco in the Astoria Station collection, which is run by Dan and Abby at the Hot Box. So they were able to expand, and that's wonderful. And then, of course, we have the Bridge and Tunnel Bottle Shop and Tap Room open right across the street from Reach Break. And if you have not gone in and met Duane, he will make a beer drinker out of anyone. I told him months ago, what do you like to drink? I like mild sours, saisons, you know, light and fruity. I'm really a white wine drinker. every time I go in there, he pulls something off of his tap and says, try this. Won't tell me what it is. I just try it. And then I order one. And it's phenomenal every time. So he does, his business is really complimentary to the breweries that we already have in town. He carries our local beers, as we all hope and would expect. But he also does a lot of importing of other craft beers nationally and then international beers as well. So if you need your Chimay, you can get it. If you need your Jester King out of Texas, you can get it. He had a really special coconut IPA from Degarde on tap. Anything that Degarde makes is phenomenal. And so now we have that kind of missing link in our craft beer scene. So
for a small town, we have a lot of beer.
I don't know if we're challenged to see how much we can support or...
Well, it seems to be going well, though. I mean, there's no slowdown. It seems like
everybody is having success, which is just so heartening. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. What else would you like to see happening in downtown, or what else is happening that we didn't talk about?
Well, you know, we are looking to recruit a clothing store. That is on the agenda of ADHDA in our business development committee. It's been long asked for. We did a cluster analysis in 2016 and digested all of that and have started bringing it out to the public in bits and pieces. And I think, as we all know and feel, we need kind of a family clothing store to replace JCPenney's. And it's a tough business to get into, and we're really blessed to have Doe and Arrow and Lodestar Goods and Four Seasons. But there's still some unmet needs, and that's something we would really love to see downtown.
Yeah, I think Deals Only has socks or something like that. But, I mean, people need sometimes T-shirts and underwear and jeans and things like that. So I think that's great.
Yeah, we have a couple different buildings that we'd imagine that it could go into. Business recruitment is tricky because real estate changes so quickly, and you want somebody that's coming in to be well-researched, well-thought-out, and going into a situation where they can succeed. But we are doing outreach in that sector in particular.
That's great. So recruitment, yay, for a clothing store. I also wanted to give a shout-out to, you know, the Astoria Arts and Movement and that building, the purchase of that building.
It's very
keeping
exciting.
That, you know, in the Astoria kind of local family hands here in a way. And the tango classes and the belly dancing classes and all the things that go on in that space are just amazing.
It is. And, you know, the folks that kind of organize and run the Astoria Arts and Movement Center are some of the most involved in our community. So they have classes for every age, every level, every ability. And so if you want to get moving, you'll be able to find your spot there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we only have a couple of minutes left, Sarah Lou. Any last things you'd like us guys to know?
Well, I guess if anybody needs a weekend itinerary, I have a suggestion. And that is your Friday night should probably start at Street 14 Cafe. They are having a flamukin. Misha would be mad at me. He taught me how to say this yesterday, but a Flammkuchen Friday is starting at 5, and so that's a French-German pizza. And then, you know, enjoy a day shopping on Saturday. Saturday night, ADHDA is sponsoring a movie in the park, Raiders of the Lost Ark at McClure Park. It'll start around 8 p.m. It's $5, so just bring a blanket. And so much to do, so much to eat.
Yes, so much to do. And drink. And you can also join ADHDA. You can go to, and you have meetings every...
Absolutely. We have general meetings that are open to the public the first Friday of every month. Those are at the Baked Alaska Dining Room at 8:30. We welcome anybody to become a member of ADHDA. We have a few different levels and, you know, are kind of... You eat and play downtown, and that level for you is kind of the citizen level, and it's only $18.11 a year, and you can become a member at AstoriaDowntown.com.
That's great, Sarah Lou. Thank you so much.
It's
for
always
coming
a pleasure,
today.
Donna.
Yeah, it's just exciting what's happening, and maintaining the character and integrity of our downtown is so important to all of us who live here.
Oh, well, thank you.
And all of these new things that are happening are exciting, too. So thank you for all the good work you all are doing.
Yeah, well, we hope to see everybody down here this weekend.
Absolutely. And thank you, Dylan, for engineering today.
It's an absolute honor.
Really appreciate it, Dylan. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. And he's supporting the arts because he and his wife, Annie, have the building that where now AVA is going to be.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's exciting.
Another wonderful local investment here. So,
yes.
Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's so good for body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that aren't going well. The news, for example, can be very stressful. So take that deep breath. And then with gratitude, give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, and for doing the best you can. Everyone really is. And for being here now in this moment, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.